The next piece you've chosen is one that's almost universally known, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Why did you choose this piece, and what has Beethoven got to do with your Song of the Soul?
Beethoven, I believe, showed us God's fire in the sense that in the creation that God gave us, in the earth and in everything that is in it, God has a purpose. We may not be able to appreciate the entire nature of that purpose, but there very much is a purpose for that. And there is a serious, deliberate nature to that purpose that God really wants us to appreciate and to experience and to be part of. Behind that, then, will be the passion and perhaps the anger that God will have towards us when we do not necessarily do everything the way he would like us to do that. I mean, we have free will. We can choose all that we can choose in any way, shape, or form that we want. But there is some accountability for that. You know, with God's fire, you're reaching into the inner nature of God in terms of what the consequences of our actions might be and what the consequences of the universe unfolding in a way that he might not choose, what the consequences of that might be. And with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, the first movement, the Allegro con brio movement, that contains the theme that everybody really knows and loves, I believe you see the colors of the profound spiritual fire that God created us with and that God tries to imbue within us. You also see the tension that exists in God's creation. We do not obviously do everything that God wants us to do. Everything that happens in the world that we cause, there are some good things to that, and there are some bad things to that. With this tension that you see, this wrestling that we do with God and with his purpose for us, that results in a lot of internal dissonance, a lot of difficulty that we have in our personalities and our interpersonal relationships that comes out, it sublimates as a lot of different things in our lives. It's the idea of a guy who has the tough time at work and goes home and kicks the dog and doesn't necessarily know why, but it's those tensions, you know, in his life that are coming out in that way. Ultimately, which again get back to our spiritual relationship with God. And I think in what you hear in the Fifth Symphony, again, is a sense of accountability, a sense of consequences for our actions, a sense of the deeply profound nature of God's creation and the spiritual fire that underlies it.
Well, let's listen to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony in C minor, the Allegro con brio movement. Thank you.